All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here. This is Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and we're going to do a little bit more of acting lessons. So let's get started. Look closer or pretend to sleep.
Look closer.
Okay.
Not always look closer. I can't help myself.
I can't believe what happened last night. She really is living here now? Gah, my back is all sore from sleeping on the couch. Good morning. Morning, Grimm. Cooking breakfast, I see. Smells great. Well, it's the least I can do. Did you sleep well? The bed was really comfy and I slept okay considering what's happened. Yeah, I guess we have a lot to talk about today. Yeah. What about you? Was it okay to sleep on the couch? Tell the truth or lie.
Thinking about how symmetrical she got each pour of syrup on the pancake. How'd you do that? It must have took hours.
Lie or tell the truth?
I think she probably already feels bad. I guess she could lie.
Yeah, I slept like a baby. First you have the balance of a toddler, now you sleep like one too? Haha, what can I say? I'm adorable. Well, I don't believe you slept that well. I think you're just saying that to make me feel better. How would you know that? I'm an actress, remember? We learn these kinds of things when we're studying body language. Yeah, you're right. I was embellishing. The sofa's not comfortable at all. But on the bright side, my headache is almost gone. That's great news. I'm glad. Let's eat. Breakfast is amazing, Megan. I love that you put bacon inside the pancakes. I've never even heard of that.
I would eat it.
Thanks. My mom taught me that when I was younger. Her pancakes are the best. So once again, with all these elephants of ours. See, look at this. You guys got a woman that can cook already. Damn, man. I mean, there you go.
I already know how this story's going to end.
All right. Yeah. How are you coping with what happened last night? Honestly, it sucks big time. The dust is kind of settled, but I still don't know what to do now. I'm so thankful for you being there for me. Seriously, you saved me last night. Of course, Megan, you saved me too. Even so, you're the only thing that keeps me from crumbling right now. I think it's best just to take it slow from here and plan for one day at a time. You'll be back on your feet in no time. While we're still talking about all this, you know that I'm almost broke, right? I basically have no money to get by and pretty much feel like a beggar staying here. Don't worry, Megan, I don't talk about it to strangers because I feel we have crossed that line already. I have the money to support us both. Even with the medical bill, it couldn't be cheap to stay at the hospital for so long. I just realized I don't even know what you do for a living. Well, in a sense, I'm not really working right now. I've earned a lot by training over the years, so I quit my old office job when I got enough to, well, retire. Oh, I see. But you're not old enough to retire, Grimm. Haha, but I'm free to do whatever I want. And what I want to do right now is to help you. When you put it that way, if you really insist, I will accept. I promise to pay you back when I get an income again. Deal. You said you lost most of your belongings last night, and I noticed that the bag you brought was very small. You probably need new clothes to buy, right? Or to get by, rather. Right? Yeah, I really do. It literally took me 1 minute to feel like a beggar again. Stop it, Megan. Let's go buy you some new ones today. I don't want to live together with a hobo. What? You're telling me that you don't run a soup kitchen and shelter here? Haha, I think we'll get by just fine, Megan. So anywhere in particular you want to go? Well, I pretty much need a new wardrobe. Couldn't hurt to get some hygiene products and yoga stuff, too. What? I'm shocked. You don't want to use my deodorant and shower gel? Haha, well, they do smell great, just not on me. I do know this great store up ahead. They have pretty good prices, too. Sounds great, or don't worry about the price.
Sounds great.
Sounds great. She liked our optimism. This might take a while. Take the time you need. I'll browse for some clothes, too. Here? Grimm, I didn't know you liked to wear dresses. This is a woman store only, huh? Well, it depends. Some men do like to wear thongs. Of course, we put them on our face and pretend that we're Spider-Man. I think there's a chair somewhere around here for you to sit on. I'm off to find it then. Who the fuck is the decorator of this store? Obviously, a person who hates feet and wants to murder them. Not a single place to sit. Guess I'll go find Megan. Maybe she's almost done. So I'll be staying with him for a while. He sounds hot, Megan. Oh, stop it, Melissa. Anyway, you know I'd let you stay with me if it wasn't for my step douche. He'd probably creep on you when you're asleep. I'm worried about you, Melissa. I don't like the way he treats you. He wouldn't do anything while Mom's around, so I just stay the fuck away from him. I stay the fuck away from home when she's not. Where are you now? Do you want to meet up for a coffee so we can talk some more? The usual place in 20 minutes? I'll just check with Grimm if it's okay. Why don't you bring him along? I want to meet your hot, almost boyfriend. Stop it, Melissa. Don't you dare say things like that in front of him. You know she's being protective when she says shit like that. Whatever. See you in a bit. Text me if you won't show. Ah, there she is. So how's it going? Did you find anything that suits you? Yeah, a lot, actually. I think I have enough to keep me going for a while. Promise to tell me if it's too expensive. Don't worry about it. And with the bags, we land at $16.99. Holy crap, I thought she said this place was cheap. Is it okay? Of course, or it's a bit expensive.
I don't know. You don't want her to think that's what she can expect, because if you're rich, you're usually frugal. But at the time, it's not a big deal for him. If it's like loose change, who can...
Like Elon Musk money?
Yeah. Well, I guess you gotta get the necessities then. Or whatever a South African accent.
Of course, no problem. Alright, thank you for your business. I think I need to restock most of the shelves today. Heh. Dick. Your boyfriend is very generous. He's...
Correct, man flirt.
Well, we definitely look like a cute couple. I'm sad to say that we're just friends. Oh, excuse me. You two have a wonderful day now. Ding, ding. Thank you so much, Grimm. Really. You're welcome, Megan. Shall we head back home? All right. My friend Melissa called before. I asked if we could meet up for coffee. Okay, that's fine. I can always call my friend Liam and hang with him. Well, you don't have to. You're welcome to join us.
Join him.
If it's fine by you, then I'd love to meet your friend. If I can hang out with Liam I can hang out with Liam another time. He'll be there. Of course, the cafe is this way. Let's just dump the bags in the car first. This is the place. Never seen it before. Is it any good? Yep, I love this place. Me and Melissa come here a lot. There's Melissa. Not like a Melissa I know, but... Took you long enough. Sorry if we made you wait. That's the coma guy? Grimm, this is my friend Melissa. Melissa? Grimm. Hi, Melissa. Nice to meet... Smack? What the... Hey, Grimm, I've heard what you did for Megan. I already like you. Wow, she's forward. Oh, thanks. Megan has helped me quite a lot, too. So I've heard. Let's get some coffee. I got us a table over there. Megan, I'm so disappointed. What do you mean? You didn't say Grimm was hot. Melissa! Aha, chill. I was only joking. Oh! If it was a joke, why is she rubbing her leg against mine? It feels pretty good, though.
Yeah. It's like, that's not your fault.
Anyway, So you guys are like roomies now? Yeah, we kind of are. I can't thank Grim enough for helping me. I know how I'd thank him if he saved me from my step douche. Uh-oh. Looks like you're gonna have a harem of women in a minute. And I keep telling her that I'm the one who owes her. Megan's always like this, always feeling guilty when she gets help. Oh, come on, I'm not. R2, remember back in high school? You couldn't even ask the teachers for help without feeling like you were bothering them. This is totally different. The teachers weren't letting me move in with them. Aha, I bet one or two of them would have. Oh, shut up. You two are friends, right? Aha, yeah, this is typical Melissa. Always trying to embarrass me. She'd make a great actress with that confidence. What can I say? I like to fuck with people. Oh. Mm-mm. This girl is nothing but trouble.
That's what it looked like.
Whoa, these are the worst ones, folks.
But at that point, my but other brain says,
Yeah, exactly. Well, it was great meeting you guys. I'm pretty sure that Grim is not only letting you stay with him to get in your pants. Melissa! Aha, got you embarrassed twice now. I'm on fire. No, but seriously, it was nice meeting you, Grim. You too, Melissa. You're an interesting friend. Promise you'll call me next time you find your pretty little ass out on the streets. I know I fuck around a lot, but I love you, girl. I promise. I'm sorry for not calling you earlier. Feeling guilty again, are we? Aha, you're incorrigible. Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you come over for dinner tonight? Is it if it's okay for you, Grim? Any friend of yours is always welcome. It'd be nice to get to know you better, Melissa. You too, Grim. So I'll drop in around 6 p.m. then. Where do you live? Offer to pick her up or give her the address?
I know what. Going down if you pick her up, but then she could tell her.
Maybe they're both into it. This is a game.
Yeah, that is true.
Don't worry, I can come pick you up. That'd be awesome. Megan and Melissa appreciate that. I'm off. See you later tonight.
Anything now.
Bye, Melissa. Bye. So that was Melissa. You've known her since you were teenagers? Yeah, she's one of the reasons I came here to study acting. I could have gone anywhere else, but knowing that I'd live close to Melissa again settled it. She seems a bit wild. She seems fun. She seems like a bad influence.
Seems a bit wild?
She seems to be quite wild. She acts very tough in front of people. Once you get to know her, it's easy to see that it's just a facade. Melissa's dad passed away when she was very young and her stepdad is an asshole to her. That's horrible, poor girl. I hope you didn't get blindsided by me inviting her to dinner. I just know how much she wants to get away from her home. Of course she's welcome. Thank you for confiding in me. Ready to go home? I need to practice for an audition. Megan seems to be very focused on her studies. She's so cute when she mimics her lines. You do know that you don't have to be silent when you practice, right? Oh, I just didn't want to bother you. Or make you feel awkward seeing me rehearse for the audition. What's the part for? It's for a play called Long Way From Home. It's about an Amish woman returning home to her parents whom she hasn't seen for 5 years. When she comes home, she finds out that her mother has passed and her father never bothered to contact her about it. Sounds fun or tragic?
Sounds tragic.
Sounds like a tragic story. Yeah, it is. It's quite difficult to capture the woman's emotion. She appreciates that. Would you like to help me? I don't know anything about acting. You don't have to. It's easy. I'll show you. Here. All you need to do is read the part of the father. Do I have to sound like an old man? No, you don't. Can I? Haha, act how you want to. Then I'll act against you. When we're done reading, I want you to tell me how I did. And please be honest, I'm trying to capture a woman battling with many conflicting emotions. Got it? Yes? Yeah, I think so. Great, let's start. You'll have to read the voice of the narrator, too. Okay. It's a warm afternoon. The father, Melvin, is overlooking the cliffs. He takes a deep breath and enjoys the summer breeze against his skin, for he knows that this very well might be the last time he talks to his daughter, Elizabeth. Once he opens his mouth, it will be out in the open, his secret. Now you read the part of Melvin. Oh! Lizzie, sweet Lizzie, the past years have not been pleasant to us. You left us when we needed you to stay the most. But Dad, you knew I could not stay. I wanted to live, to see the world. This was not the life for me. Poor Pencil. The fuck is that word? And have you found this life you dearly seek? Nah, Dad. I miss ye and Mom. Where is she? Gaunt had other plans for her. She rests in the fields over yonder with Dottie. Mom is past? Cries. Mom, sweet Mom! But why, Dad? Why have I not heard of this? How could I contact ye? I trusted the ways of Gaunt, and they have brought ye here today.
Why not ye old cell phone?
No. Mom! Mom! So what did you think? You're crying. Megan, you're really crying. Yep. Any actress worth her salt knows how to turn on the waterworks. But what about my acting? What did you think?
From what I heard, I didn't think it was as authentic as I wanted.
It was about as authentic as possible.
I guess so.
I think you are great. I was convinced that you were Elizabeth. Oh, thanks. I was afraid that I overreacted a bit. Or overacted a bit, not overreacted. It's not easy doing the Amish accent either. Thank you for helping me rehearse. It was fun. Your portrayal of the father was really interesting. Stop it. I was all over the place. I have absolutely no idea how to act. Oh, I know. Let's do some improv. It's a great way to learning how to act. We do it every week in class. Okay, how do you do it? So improv is all about saying yes. There's a show called Whose Line Is It Anyway that was great.
That.
Yeah, great show.
I like the American version better than the British.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean.
British is a little dry.
Yeah, the one with Drew Carey. One of us starts the scene and the other one joins in and reacts to what is happening. As we go along, the story will unfold naturally. How are you supposed to learn acting from this? It's actually very useful. You're forcing yourself to be another person and to act out of instinct. It's a fun way to practice acting and really boost your confidence. Let's try it then. I'll start the scene and then you react to it. Oh my, what a lovely restaurant you chose for our first date. Now you react to what I said and keep the scene going. Not as lovely as my date? I hoped you liked the fish? Or you think a burger joint is lovely?
Not as lovely as my date.
Lord, turning this into a fucking rom.
Oh, women love corny stuff when
they're interested. Megan thinks you're charming. It is lovely, but not as lovely as my date. You sweet talker. Can you sense that? Something smells. Kitchen is on fire.
I farted, sorry.
I'm reminded of that Batman scene.
Oh, I thought that was you.
I thought it was you.
Yeah.
Do you want me to do that one?
Well, you might want to save if you don't want to ruin your product.
Thank God you said that. I thought that smell came from you. No, dear, I smell like a bed of roses. I read in your dating profile that you have a very interesting job. Remind me, what was that again? I'm Batman! But don't tell anyone, it's a secret. Weirdo, I just started talking about Batman and then Batman...
He tells every first date that. Apparently everyone knows.
Not stupid at all to put that on your dating profile then. But on the topic of us, tell me, what do you like the most about me? Your smile. And I generally do like
you have all
smile
of your teeth.
Yeah, yeah, she has all of her teeth. Yeah. It can light up any room. My
you
smile,
don't
you
put
say?
Your mouth on some rotten teeth.
Yeah.
Gums.
Yeah, perhaps we should dim the lights and see if it's true. Why don't you come closer and investigate? What is happening here?
And scene.
So is my smile bright enough? Oh shit, I completely forgot about the time, Grim. I'm late for class. Fuck!
What?
Oh, I can give you a ride.
I thought we were in the restaurant. The shrooms are wearing off.
That would be great. I don't know how long it'll take. It's usually about an hour long unless we stay for some extra practice afterwards. Just call me when you're done and I'll pick you up. Thanks. Cell phone rings. An unknown number? Who could it be? Hello? Grim, this is Leah from Brook Hospital. Oh, Leah. Hi. I'm calling to see how you're feeling. Seeing you back here again got me worried about you. How sweet of you. I'm feeling much better. My headache has virtually disappeared. That's wonderful news, so I guess I won't be seeing you at the hospital again? I could still drop by to see you if you'd like my company. Yeah. I'd absolutely love that, Grim. Do you have time to meet me for a late lunch? Yeah, sure. I can drop by now if you're available. Yes, do you know the restaurant just next to the main entrance of the hospital? I'll meet you there in 10 minutes.
Well,
there she is.
To the hospital.
Oh, is this the thing we do now? Hi, Grim. I'm so glad you came. Of course, Leah. It's nice to meet you by choice for once. I'm so happy you're feeling better, although I must admit that I missed you as a patient. Haha, really? Even though I was unconscious for the better part of my stay? Of course, sweetie. It's nice to take care of someone who actually listened to me. Haha, I just realized I never thanked you properly for everything. Oh, stop it, Grim. I was only doing my job. Even so, thank you.
Well, I'll get you
oh,
prepared.
Shit. So how's Megan? Oh, you remembered her? Well, thanks to you, I got in touch with her. Should I tell her more than that?
Don't tell her. She might think it might hurt her chances or something. I don't know.
Yeah. She's actually staying at my place for the time being. She's been through a lot lately and was in desperate need for help. Sorry, Grim, but that seems kind of weird. I thought you didn't know her from before. You're right, I don't. She's in a bind right now and I figured I could help her as she saved my life. I see. She seems like a nice young lady. Yeah, she really is. But enough about her. What about you, Leah? I don't really know anything about you besides what you do for a living. Well, what do you want to know? Hobbies, relationship, or what do you do for fun?
Yeah, what do you do for fun?
What do you do for fun, Leah? Nothing special, really. Just ordinary things. I enjoy movies and dinners at restaurants. Sometimes I relax with a bottle of white wine and some music. I've never been a party girl, but I do enjoy meeting new people. Bet that sounds kind of boring, huh? Not at all. I can definitely relate to that. Although I like to go a little bit crazy at times. You know, like staying out all night with my friend Liam, or just be spontaneous. Well, it's not like I never go wild, I just choose my moments. How about relationship? Is there a special someone in your life? If there was, I would not be sitting across from you right now, Grim.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so you're interested in me. Can't you tell? Well, I thought I could sense something, but I wasn't really sure. So how about you?
Interested.
I'd say I'm single. I'm currently single and looking for someone special. Interesting. Do you have any hobbies? I'm a bit of an amateur photographer. I absolutely love photography. That's interesting. What do you like to take pictures of? Oh, all sorts of things. Mostly people. There's just something with capturing an innocent moment that I enjoy.
Well, there's something she does for fun. She lied. Liar.
Perhaps you could take my picture sometime. I'd love to. You are quite photogenic, Grim. Thanks, Leah. I feel like I know you much better now. If you'd like to know me even more, you could ask me out to dinner.
Yeah.
I'd love to. Does Sunday work for you? Sunday's perfect. Well, I must be getting back to work now. Thank you for the date. I'll see you Sunday then. Cell phone rings. Hey, Megan, how's it going? We're just finished. Can you pick me up? I'll be right there. There's Megan. Who's that girl she's with?
You know, Streetwalker Pam, you know. You know Streetwalker Pam. Only uses her money for booze and hair dye.
I'll see you Sunday. Bye. Hi, Grim. Thank you so much for picking me up. Don't mention it. Who's your friend? That's Rena. She's a fellow actress. Are you too close? Yeah, we're pretty good friends. She's actually very great. We look completely different, so there's never any competition between us for auditions. That's convenient. How was class? Oh, it was really good, and get this. Rena's playing the lead in this upcoming play, and she recommended me to the casting agent. It's called Falling Out of Love with Josephine. Oh, Josephine. Thanks to Rena, I got called into an audition. Another audition? How great. Yeah, I really needed some good news after all that's happened. It'd be super fun to work with Rena, too. And if I get the job, I'll be able to start to pay you back for everything. Tomorrow morning is the audition for the Amish play, and then on Sunday, I'll audition for the play that Rena stars in. I'll also have an improv class on Sunday, so it'll be quite a hectic day. Isn't it weird to be working and going to classes on a Sunday? Well, we always have improv class on Sundays, but the audition is kind of squeezed in. They were actually going with another actress for the part, but she got offered a better acting job, so she quit. The play is premiering next Friday, so they're in quite a rush to find a new actress fast. Next Friday? Do you even have time to learn the dialogue until then? It's very last minute, but the part is a supporting role, so I'll probably not have a lot of lines to remember. Plus, I'd be practicing a lot together with Rena next week if I get the part. I really hope you'll get the gig then. Thanks, Grim. I must practice a lot before Sunday, so I'll probably be at Boarfest tomorrow afternoon. That's okay. I can help if you want to. I'd love that. We made a pretty good team today, so it'll be pretty helpful. So, Grim, I thought I'd squeeze in some yoga before we start preparing dinner. That's okay. I'm going to check on a couple of trades I hope I got locked in during the day. It's very hard to concentrate when Megan's in front of me doing yoga. If I was more fit, I could have probably joined her. Just look at her body. Wow. Nice to know she's that flexible. Oh no, I'm getting hard just watching her. Fuck, Grim. Control yourself. Grim? Yes, Megan? Shit, I think she noticed. I'm gonna grab a shower. Do you need to use the bathroom before I do? No, I'm good. You go ahead. I can't believe the only thing that separates me from a naked Megan is that door. How I'd love to be a fly on the bathroom wall right now. Ah, the door just opened by itself? Didn't she lock the door?
You had to say before you do anything.
No harm done by peeking, right? See, we see one leg. One knee, there we go.
Yeah.
Back in the days of the Amish.
But I bet she can see off that mirror if you're not
careful. I'll be darned, it's a knee. I gotta go get me ointment. Oh, you see. Yeah, she's doing the thing.
Oh, okay. Catch
you. Holy shit, was she saying my name? This is too much. Mega didn't see you.
Oh, there you go.
Keep calm, Grim. She only masturbated and thought about you. Oh, have you started preparing dinner? It's not like that means anything. Listen to yourself. Of course it means something. She wants to fuck you. You should be panicking. And the Cigara family, that actually was a thing too. The character walked in on one of the girls masturbating with him. Talking about him. Yeah, and then they started having actual sex. And she realized, well, I'm a virgin. But why were you screaming my name? Grim? Hey, Megan, how was your shower? No, don't ask her that, you idiot. Ah, it was very refreshing. Here, let me help you with that. I'm off to pick up Melissa. Okay, I'll stay and finish cooking dinner. This night should be very interesting. Melissa's such a forward girl. I wonder if that was just an act or if it was the real deal. It's best to think about how I act around her. I get the feeling that things could escalate quickly. Oh, shit. So this is where Melissa lives, huh? There she is. That must be her stepdad she's arguing with. It looks really intense. What the hell?
Intervene? Yeah, of course you intervene.
Hey, what the hell are you doing to Melissa? Yep. Who the fuck are you? Tell me what I can't do to my daughter. You can't reason with a drunk.
No, hit him.
You think it's okay to hit a defenseless girl? Shut the fuck up, will ya? My head. Grim. My concussion. Grim, please tell me you're alright. I hurt like hell, just when I started to feel better after the coma. What about you? Are you hurt? I'm okay. Let's get out of here. How are you?
Didn't even give you a chance to actually lay a hit on
him. Yeah, I know. How are you, Melissa? Yeah. Well, I'm curious now.
Let's just try reason with a drunk.
Don't you see that you're hurting her? It's not fucking okay. He still does it.
Nope, you get hit either way.
You get hit either way.
I think the at least hitting Adam said, oh, at least he's going to stand up and not talk his way out by ass whooping.
I'm okay, let's get out of here. How are you, Melissa? Are you hurt? Don't worry, I'm used to it. It's horrible, Melissa. We should do something about
it. That job be rock hard right now. It's been practiced.
Like what? Call the police and aggravate him? Trust me, if I had a way of doing something about it, I would. But I'm stuck in that fucking place. This is your place? Yeah, this is it. Listen, I'd appreciate it if you didn't tell Megan about what happened. She already knows what an asshole Peter is, so it would only upset her. I think your red cheek is a dead giveaway, though. Melissa, what happened to you? Your face is all red. Was it Peter? Called it. Relax, Megan, I'm fine. Peter was a little drunk, that's all.
That's all.
And turns out your hero, Grim, is here as my hero as well. Oh my god. It'll be fine, Megan. We need to check on Melissa's face in the bathroom. Be right back. It's starting to look better. Luckily, there's no cut. I can't thank you enough for helping me, Grim. No one ever stood up for me the way you did.
Uh-oh.
Well. It's awkward.
Don't kiss her if you're trying to get with the other girl.
I knew I was right in liking you from the start. Come, we should get back to Megan before she spazzes out. I'm sorry for the sour start to the evening. Stop it, Melissa. Peter's a fucking asshole. We must do something to stop him. We can call the police. I already told Grim that calling the cops only would aggravate him. It's better to let it be. It's not like he would try to kill me.
I'm a man of means. I can hire a hitman.
But hey, guys, let's not spoil our evening talking about it. Let's have some fun instead. She's really putting on a brave face. We should probably drop it for now. Don't want to make her feel any worse. This choice may have consequences. Melissa is right. We should try to have a nice evening together. Would you like some non-alcoholic wine? Oh. Oh, shit. She wanted the alcoholic, but I don't know if that's... Melissa's right. We should try to have a nice evening together. Let's open a bottle of wine and take the edge off. Sounds perfect, Grim. So, Megan, looking forward to tomorrow's audition? Yeah, I really hope I get the part. Grim helped me practice earlier today. Oh, so you're an actor too, huh? Aha, I wish. No, I can't act at all. It was a fun experience, though. Aha, I taught Grim some improv, too. It's very fun to see someone who's never acted before do it. Yeah, I didn't really know what to do. I know, you should come with me on Sunday. To your acting class? Yeah, you could try improv together with me and the other students. I think you'd like it a lot. Sounds a bit scary to do improv with professional actors and actresses. Haha, not everyone there is a professional. There are a few first-timers there every week. Well, I could try it once to see if it's fun. Melissa, do you want to join us? Aha, fat chance. I'd rather be a mattress actress than an actress. Yeah, don't bother asking her that. I can't even get her to read lines with me. What do you like to do, Melissa? You know, the usual stuff. Partying, shopping, oh, and swimming. Swimming? That's your hobby? Yeah, I've been training since I was a kid. Probably why my boobs didn't get bigger than this. Oh, come on, Melissa, they're not small. What do you think, Grim? Nothing wrong with small boobs. Gee, thanks, Grim.
Yeah.
I think they're perfect. Very sexy. Haha. Melissa likes that. Megan don't.
Avoid answering?
Megan likes that, but Melissa don't.
It depends on who you're
trying. Yeah. There's no way I'm answering that question. Aha, easily embarrassed, are you? Since you like Megan so much, I took you for an ass man. Melissa! Aha. Thanks for dinner, it was awesome. Glad you liked it. I can't believe we almost drank 3 bottles of wine.
Well, that should be...
I'm starting to feel kind of tipsy. You never did learn how to drink, Megan. You girls want to watch a movie upstairs or something? Movie sounds great. Bring the wine. This movie is a classic. I'm sure you'll like it. Why are you sitting over there, Grim? Plenty of room on the couch for you.
Okay.
Are you sure? Looks kind of tight. We'll squeeze in. Take it easy, Grim. Don't get all excited now. Just concentrate on the movie. Huh? She put her head on my shoulder. I think she fell asleep. She probably had too much wine. Hey, Grim. Do you mind if I put my head in your lap? I'd like to lie down for a bit. Sure, Melissa, no problem. Melissa likes that. Thanks.
Yes, she does. Looking for her in.
Gulp. Oh, now I definitely need... Okay, now I definitely need to concentrate on the movie. Not something I haven't done before, though. Great story, I like this scene. Best part is coming up soon. Oh, shit, she turned around. This is too much, I'm starting to get hard. And women are really bad about doing that
shit.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, why are you getting hard?
No, I mean, because, like, they'll put their bodies on. They'll put their head on your shoulder, your lap.
It's intentional.
Yeah, it's intentional. And Megan is breathing softly into my ear. Shit, there's no way she won't notice my cock being this hard. Uh-oh. Shit, she saw it. Uh-oh. Oh my god, what is she doing?
Yeah.
Megan's looking. Oh, I think I dozed off. Oh, listen, guys, I think I should get some sleep. Yeah, it's starting to get quite late, huh? You go ahead and finish watching the movie. I'm going to bed. Are you sober enough to give Melissa a ride home, Grim? Is it okay with you guys if I could crash on the couch tonight? Yeah, absolutely. Great, see you tomorrow then. Good night. Good night, Megan. Well, this is awkward. What do I do now? Should I try to do something? Guess I don't need to worry about it. Don't worry, Grim. I won't tell Megan about this. I don't really care at this point. This choice may have consequences. Well, we'll watch it and then go back. How about that?
You're asking a woman to keep her word. And they can't, But if you cross them...
Oh, Grim, take off your clothes. Would you like a hand job? I'd love that, Melissa.
Why you go that far, then? How about a hand job?
Now he doesn't look red.
No.
He looks purple.
Yep. They've been strangling that fucking creature between his
Do legs. You like it when I go nice and
Can't
slow?
Can't breathe.
Well, Melissa, just like that. Well, how do you want me, Grim?
Work your way down the...
The Lilius. Oh, Melissa, your lips feel great around my cock. Oh, we did that. Okay. They're a little better. The CGs are a little better, I guess. Yeah. Oh, Melissa, your pussy is so tight. God, I never want to say those words again.
Well, play these games, you'll be saying...
I know! Ah, Grim, your dick is so big! Yes, fuck me right there! Okay, we did that already. Melissa, I'm coming! Oh, Grim, come all over me!
Don't mind if I do!
Wow, that was amazing! That was so fucking hot, Grim. I can't wait to do that again and again! Me too, Melissa. That felt so good. I think it's time to go to bed. I should crash downstairs so Megan doesn't suspect something. Sounds smart. Good night, Melissa. Kind of save both ways.
That way you can play both. Mm. We'll do one.
Yeah.
Half this, one half that. That'd be interesting.
Oh, no, not the same goddamn time. I get lost and confused.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, we're gonna do that. Lord. Oh, hold on, okay. What a fun night that was. Yawns. Is that the time I really slept in? Pretty hungover from all the wine. Can't believe I fucked Melissa. That was so hot. I really needed that release. I hope she sticks to her word and doesn't tell Megan. That would be very awkward and probably ruin my chances with Megan. I hope the girls could sleep as well as I did. I hope the girls could sleep as well as I did. No one's here. Megan is probably at her audition and it looks like Melissa left. Cell phone rings. Hello? Grim, are you feeling better? Thanks, Liam. I'm much better. I meant to call you yesterday, but I got occupied. No sweat, bro. Dude, we should totally go out clubbing tonight. What'd you say? Yeah, that sounds awesome. Hey, I've been meaning to tell you about something.
That angle, he kind of looked like Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Just that angle.
Yeah, I think he's modeled kind of after Jordan. Remember that girl, Megan? Of course. What about her? Well, listen to this. Dude, sounds like you've gotten yourself into a weird situation.
Now you don't look like him.
Yeah, it definitely is different. So what were you guys up to last night? Well, last night I got drunk over dinner with Megan and her friend. You partied with two chicks yesterday? Tell me the details,
you know what
bro.
That pose looks like, huh, I'm Donkey. Donkey, get out of my swamp.
Megan's friend Melissa, smoking hot, was flirting with me all day yesterday. And you know, one thing led to another, and I fucked her. Shut up! What about Megan? Oh, she was pretty drunk, she went to sleep before it happened. Promise me not to tell her about it when you meet her. Hey, come on, who you talking to? You know my lips are sealed. Speaking of Megan...
Why are you doing that, boy?
Why don't you... bring?
Yeah! Up from the streets, you know, bitches get stitches, and snitches get them.
Why don't you bring Megan with you tonight so I can meet her? I'd like to, but I know she'll be busy studying for an audition. Alright then, I guess it's just the two, I guess it's just us two, not so gentlemen then. Sounds perfect. Where do you want to go? I was thinking of a new club called Inferno. It's a younger scene. Lots of college chicks there. Are you looking to impress a college chick with your street smarts, Liam?
Come on, Jive Turkey. You know I ain't into all that.
Last time
pull
I checked.
Out my switchblade and cut you, fool.
Last time I checked, you were a dumbass too, fuckface. Haha, sign me up. See you downtown around 10 p.m.? Fuck yeah, dude. Later. Door slams shut. Oh, is Megan home from our audition? Hey, Megan, how's the audition? It sucked. They hated me. They told me my acting was all wrong and I couldn't do an Amish accent well enough. I shouldn't have drunk that much wine last night. I think it affected my performance. There's no way I'm getting that part. Fuck those people. They're just like movie critics, not knowing what's good and just spewing their opinions. Well, if I can't impress casting agents, I'll never get an acting job.
Yeah, that probably went to the answer.
What about the other audition you have tomorrow? Maybe you'll get that part. I really hope so. I did practice a bit this morning after breakfast with Melissa. We can try it. Don't lose hope, Megan. They might come around. Besides, what about the other audition you have tomorrow? Maybe you'll get that part? It doesn't do anything. I really hope so. I did practice a bit this morning after breakfast with Melissa, who, by the way, told me that she really loved being here last night. She seems to have taken a liking to you. Easy now, Grim. That's nice. I really enjoyed her company as well. Anyway, I should start practicing my lines so I have a fair chance tomorrow. Would you like to help me again? Sure. Here's the script. So what's the play about? Oh, don't worry. I think you'll like it. It's quite different from that Amish play. So you're reading the part of Joe. Oh, and the narrator too. Okay, so will it be like last time then? Yeah, sort of. But it's a romantic play. You don't have to act out the role if you don't feel comfortable. I'll manage. So you're reading for Jenna? Correct. It's a very small part though. Let's start. Jenna's love for Joe was always unrequited. It was a pain to see Joe constantly getting in and out of relationships with other women. Why couldn't it just be her who was the lucky one this time? Tonight was her final attempt. She's gonna put it all out there. Even if it meant that their friendship would be over. The chance to be with Joe was worth the risk. What's the matter with you, girl? Why are you so quiet? You usually make me feel better after a breakup. Why is this time so different? I can't hold it in anymore, Joe. I feel like I'm caught in a never-ending story with you. You get hurt, then I make you feel better. Then you get hurt again, and then it repeats. Isn't that what friends are for, Jenna? To support each other no matter what? You truly are blind, aren't you? Don't you see that I hurt too? I cry myself to sleep thinking about it. When are you gonna open up your eyes and see me? Jenna, what is it that you're trying to say? I'm trying to say that I love you, you idiot! Joe reaches out to Jenna and kisses her passionately.
Kiss her.
Megan will remember that. I love you. I love you too. Hey, I think you mixed up your lines, Grim. What? The script. Oh, sorry. I wish that I could love you the way you love me, Jenna. Oh, how I wish. But I can't. I don't want to lose you, Jenna. I'm sorry, Joe. This is too much. I must leave. So tell me, what did you think? Was it a better part for me than the Amish play? It suits you perfectly. It was day and night compared to that. This role suits you perfectly.
That one sounded like, I'm trying to think of his name.
John Knotts.
What is it? It's a Wonderful Life. Well, you're nothing but a crook, Mr. Potter.
Oh, yeah. You really think
so?
Absolutely. Thanks again for the help.
Dear,
I hope you don't.
Christopher Walken next.
Thanks again for the help. I hope you don't find it annoying that I ask you to help me so much. I don't even remember what he sounds like.
He takes periods out of places that need periods and puts them in places that don't.
Oh, it's no, that's
and too. I had a chicken and
oh,
it was
okay.
Delicious.
Okay.
Of course, I'd have to practice.
Honestly, I think it's quite enjoyable. I never would have experienced this if it wasn't for you. I still have to practice this part a lot today. You don't have to help me again, though. Oh yeah, about tonight. Well, see, I remember I was doing a Spawn comic and I had to do a nerdy kid. And I gave him, like, that stutter. It's like, what, you see? Spawn, you're a superhero. Like you know, Superman and Batman. And yeah, I did that voice.
There's that.
I'm going out with Leo. Break
room at, Top Five. And this is what we did. And
oh, yeah.
Have you noticed?
Yes, there is a guy like that.
Oh, God, I think.
No, that was a guy that does that.
Oh, there's a girl in the pharmacy area.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right.
And she always walks on her tippy toes. I think she was born without heels. I don't know.
Maybe. He'd love to meet you, but I said you were busy practicing. That sounds really fun. I'd love to meet your best friend. But you're right. I do need to study. Also, I had enough to drink last night. Great, now I've got the hiccups. Sounds smart. Liam has this way of always pushing you to drink a lot more than intended when you party with him. He can be pretty immature. Aha, come on, your best friend can't seriously be that wild. Drink! Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, bartender, another one for my boy here. Shit, I can't keep...
Damn, Samuel L. Take it back.
Come on, dude, it's
you
fun. Come on, dude, it's fun. Yeah, it really is, but I can't stop thinking about Megan tonight, Liam. I kissed her tonight when I helped her practice for our audition. For real,
right.
That's great. Well, it was in the script that we were practicing, so I'm not sure it meant something to her. So she's auditioning for one of those chick flicks, huh? It's really a romantic play, Liam, but yeah, it's not something I normally watch. So, if she gets the part, she's gonna be making out with some random dude every other night on stage. Fuck, I didn't even think about that. That sucks. Hey, don't get all sad and shit on me now. Worry about that tomorrow. Tonight we party. Drink. Yeah! Seriously, Liam, that was the last one. Haha, you're such a lightweight. I see chicks here drinking harder than you. Well, it is a younger crowd. We're not in college anymore. Ha! Hedwig, I win. I told you they look too old for this place. Well, I'll be goddamn.
Well, jeez.
Golly gee willikers.
Wouldn't that be funny if the black voice changed all of a sudden?
Oh, well, jeez. Yeah, I voted for Trump.
Haha, I didn't bet against you, Angela. Hey, Grim, I think they're trying to disrespect you. Encircle gets a square. So tell me, boys, what are the likes of you doing in Inferno? Hold on. I'm not gonna let Liam handle it. I can do this. Looking for the likes of you, of course. But you know, only Wilder. Hey, bartender, bring these bitches a bucket of ice. They just got burnt. Haha, how cute.
Only
you guys
Wilder
seem
like
fun.
The burn?
Wanna join us for some shots at our table? Sure, that sounds fun.
Looking for the likes of you with perkier tits or something like that.
Come with us then.
Wilder. Well, we're...
You know why I said that, right?
You're responsible.
You know why I said that, right?
Yeah.
I said that because that gives them something to want to look up to.
Oh, well, I guess...
Because they're looking at it. It gives
I
them competition.
We gotta put out there,
no? No. That gives them competition. Oh, they're looking... Oh, they say they can get wilder women than us. Well, we're going to show them how to be wild. You always got to appeal to that.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That usually, when you're younger, that works better.
Oh, yeah.
Body,
what the fuck was in this shot? It tastes terrible. Woo, this shot is my favorite. Totally, it's so fucking good.
Well,
I don't know what the fuck you two just
that.
Drank. Mine tasted like shit. What about you, Grim? Did you lose your tongue? Ah, Angela, stop it. I think he's cute. Grim is just doing the mute trick, you know. What the hell is the mute trick? That's when he shuts up until one of you two manages to impress him enough to make him talk. That sounds fucking stupid. No way that trick could work on anyone. Maybe it works on Angela. It could be fun to see which one of us can get him to talk. Why, you think you could beat me?
That sounds...
I know I could.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure Grim prefers a girl with tits.
Uh-oh.
That I do.
Oh, hey, does it?
Over some tiny bitch with mosquito bites.
Ooh, they're gonna start fighting in
there? Ha ha, you slut, you are way off. Grim prefers a petite and tight body.
Not a fat, flabby leaf.
Not some hag with saggy boobs that needs a bra to stay perky. Ha ha, game on, sister. I like where this is going. We each get two chances to try to get Grim to talk. And what happens to the loser? The loser must buy everyone another round of shots. Boo, that's not how you do a competition. Let's hear your suggestion then. Whoever wins must let Grim do a body shot from the place of his choice. Now that's a man that knows what he's talking about. And the loser must do a shot from his body. Haha, how's that even a logical reward and punishment? Bless Liam for always trying to get some action. Get me some action.
You're not talking alcohol.
Deal, I'll start. I bet you like that, Grim.
Stay silent. Let's ride it out.
Fail. Grim didn't like that at all. Watch and learn, Hedwig. Okay. Holy shit, she's fucking naked under there. I think I can hear him speaking. What was that, Grim?
Stay silent.
Very weak, Angela. You two better step it up if you want a reaction from Grim. I know exactly how to get him talking. I'm gonna let him fight. And Hedwig is out of the race. Let's see if Angela can bring it home. That's not dirty enough to get Grim talking. Ah, it's a tie. What happens then? You both must do a body shot from Grim. I win. Whoa, looks like Grim is the real winner here. Haha, that was so fun. I knew they were fun to hang with. Let's do some more shots. It was really fun. I just need to go to the bathroom. Yeah, me too. We'll be right back, ladies. Looks like the start of a fun fucking night, huh? Yeah, I'm having a blast. Hey, dude, before it goes any further, we should probably make up some bro rules. I don't want to step on your toes if you intend to bang one of them. And I ain't fucking tag-teaming you and your white marble ass. So which one do you want? I think I go to Angela. I've never been with a redhead before. Oh, no. I didn't want to go with Angela, bro. I was going to Hedwig. I'll go with Hedwig. Her tits are unbelievable. Awesome. I'd love to get me some head from a redhead tonight. God damn, it is drinks. Let's get back to the girls. Hey, there you are. We were looking for you. We want to dance. Absolutely. Hey, Angela, come here with me. Come, Grim. I want to show you my moves.
She starts dancing like a lion on silent theater.
Wow. Look at her go.
Okay. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
Huh?
Nope.
Let's go back to my place. Oh, we're in her... Oh.
Dorm.
Dorm looks familiar. So this is mine and Angela's dorm. Are you sure I'm allowed in here? Pretty sure it's strictly forbidden. Exciting, huh? Make yourself comfortable, Grim. I'll be right back. Right back? What is she up to?
She walks into the closet and walks back in.
It's been a while since I was in a dorm. And it's been a while since we were in a dorm, too. But don't worry, being a dick is still being worked on. We definitely want to get back to that.
Oh, yeah.
But this is a good...
I like the story.
Yeah, this is a good story, too. I remember how I hated having to share a room with Roy back in college. I couldn't be happier that it all changed when I met Liam and he convinced me to pledge for Delta Iota Kappa. Oh, shit!
That little Easter egg for the future.
Oh, shit! If it wasn't for him, I would have been stuck but with Roy during those years. Haha, Liam totally got under Roy's skin. Dude, what if we meet the people from acting like... It's a good thing that we're playing this now.
The other one is the exact same story as what he's saying. He was in the dorm with someone he didn't like, and he ended up joining...
But it's not the same character, though. This is... I'm trying to say, I wonder if he was a dick before the character that I'm playing now.
Well, I know this was done before, so...
Well, I mean, but also, it's just classic.
He could have mixed it all up.
You know, we don't know.
Being a dick a prequel or something.
It's possible. It's possible.
Yeah.
Seriously, fuck Roy. What a total pig. This place looks pretty neat, though. Wait, did she mean make yourself comfortable, as in get naked? Or did she just mean, hey, make yourself comfortable, sit down and relax? Maybe I could lose the shirt so there's no doubt that I'm interested in banging her? Or just a sock? No, that's just stupid. Fuck, I'm doing it. I'm going all in. There, better warm up the big boy, too. Are you ready for me, Grim? Hot.
Oh, she's a hot.
Yep, she's a hot. Okay. That's where we're gonna end it for now. Cause man, are we getting a lot of being a dick Easter egg.
There you go, it's practical.
Yeah.
They're in the same city for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
I say unless they have chapters in other colleges.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think cause they made that one themselves.
All right, so that's gonna be all of it for now. And we'll see you next time with more acting lessons on Grimm's Uncanny Valley.